You're back with The Long Lunch with Wendell Nisson on Radio Life. My next guest is Kiwi father of three, Baden Nanki, who discovered 2 years ago that he had lung cancer, even though he has never smoked. He joins me now. Good afternoon, Baden.
Good afternoon, Wendell.
Lovely to have you in here.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry about your illness. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, it's been quite a journey. About 2.5 years ago, I got a strain in my back playing cricket and innocently went along and had a test on it, and they discovered it was metastatic cancer. And then when they dove a little bit further, they realised it was lung cancer. And as you said, I've never smoked in my entire life.
How did you feel?
You know, I used to feel, why me, why me, why now?
Justifiably so.
Yes, and now I go, why not me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, 20% of, lung cancer patients, 20% of those people have never smoked ever.
Wow. So I did not know that.
Yes. So there's a stigma attached to lung cancer, people who smoke every day, but even non-smokers get lung cancer.
How does that happen?
They don't really know.
They don't know.
Some of it's genetics, some of it's environmental. They just don't know.
What happened with your treatment?
Well, you know, I learned pretty quickly there are traditional treatments for cancer. And, it's chemotherapy, radiotherapy, you know, and so forth. We used to refer to those as cut, burn and poison.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough that my cancer was a particular type and I was able to try something called targeted therapy. And I described that as like a smart bomb. It poisons the cancer, but it's smart and I can identify where the cancer cells are. So I got a good 13 months out of that treatment. I was back at work and feeling good. But then the cancer mutates and it develops again and starts growing. So I had it originally in my lung, spread to my bones, and eventually my brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the targeted therapy, was that provided in New Zealand, or did you have to go overseas for that?
I was lucky. The first line, they call it first line, second line. It's a bit of a war metaphor, but the first line was funded by Pharmac, and that's targeted therapy. But then the cancer mutated, and I learned very quickly that largely second line and above is not funded. And that, to me, was a bit of an outrage.
Yes.
I remember asking a nurse about this and she said, what happens to those people who aren't funded? And she just looked at me and said, they die. They die because it's not funded in New Zealand. And so, you know,
it's like saying you can have one baby, but we're not going to fund your next one.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a number of options. You know, I could sit and rage against the system or I could write letters. But I decided to do what a lot of Kiwi people do is, you know, fight for my life.
Mm.
And I ended up importing medications out of India, both the original medication and generic. I had them tested here in New Zealand by a credible lab and found out they're all the same. And I was able to bring many of those medications at a fraction of the cost that the real medication is, and it's not funded by Pharmac.
So you paid for it, you got it out of India.
Yes.
And you did you have an oncologist or someone supervising your treatment, or were you a rogue?
I consulted, but, you know, it's compromised my oncologist. What I did was my private time.
Of course,
time.
It would compromise them.
Yes, yes.
And cancer all gone?
No, it gave me a little bit more time, but then the silly cancer came back. And so in April of this year, believe it or not, I was sent home. Nothing more they could do. Get your end-of-life care plan going. Get your minister in, get your funeral director and so forth. And then they offered me this drug. It was called Keytruda, and it's funded for melanoma, but not lung cancer. And they said, look, you know, you can try this drug. It has some efficacy in some lung cancer patients, but it's not funded. So you have to pay for it yourself. And I don't know, it's $8,000 every 3 weeks.
Baden. That's such a hard decision to make, die or pay $8,000 every 3 weeks.
But, Wendell, I went home in rage again, but I have three young children and I want to be around as long as I can to shepherd them through to the stage in life.
Yeah.
So I did three rounds of this and, believe it or not, it started to work.
Wow.
I've now gone 11 rounds, and I received a letter recently from my oncologist who said, Baden has a dramatic and miraculous recovery.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good news.
Thank you.
So 11 rounds at $8,000.
Yes, and I'm still taking it.
Did you mortgage your house? How did you pay for it?
Well, I was fortunate through a combination of family, friends, insurance, and self-funding was able to get me there. But, you know, it raises the question for me about funding of cancer for these types of drugs, because Keytruda is what I call the new revolution of drugs. It's something called a checkpoint inhibitor, and you know that it's shown to work in a different way than the other drugs. Remember how I talked to you about cut, burn, and poison?
Yeah. And,
you know, things attacking cancer. Immunotherapy works by it saying that people battle with defective cells in their body every day, and the body does a very good job eliminating those. But some people who get cancer are compromised, having a compromised immune system, and the cancer then starts to spread. Well, what immunotherapy seems to do is shine a light for the immune system on the cancer, takes the brakes off it, and your own immune system fights the cancer.
See, this is the latest. I've done quite a few interviews on this. This whole new revolutionary immunotherapy. So this drug, the what's it called?
Keytruda.
Is that an immunotherapy drug?
It is. It's probably one of the best.
Why aren't we funding it? Why are we not bringing it in and saying this is successful? And why are we not funding second timers like you?
Second liners. I think part of its cost. You know, Pharmac's model works on, you know, finding medications and then finding generics and having lower, driving the cost down. But, you know, what they don't understand is immunotherapy is different from all the other treatments.
Yeah.
It's a revolution.
It works.
And, you know, I can see a time where, not in my lifetime, but cancer will be curative for people.
Mm.
And Pharmac needs to get on board. We have the second worst record in the top 20 OECD companies for the funding of these types of drugs. Second worst.
What are you doing to change it, Baden?
Well, I've been approached by a company called Simplot, which is John West Salmon, and we are sponsoring something called Team Baden at the 12K Traverse at the Auckland Marathon, and we're trying to raise money for the Lung Foundation, who is an advocacy group for lung cancer, and we're trying to raise awareness with Pharmac and consumers, because, you know, because lung cancer kills more people than breast cancer, melanoma, and prostate cancer combined. It's the number one killer, cancer killer in New Zealand. And yet it's.
But you don't wear a lung cancer ribbon, do you? You don't go out on. You don't have a street appeal for lung cancer. You've got it for breast cancer. You've got it for prostate.
Yes.
You've got all those ones, but not for lung. I haven't seen any appeals for lung cancer.
That's right.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah. So with the Team Baden fundraising page, you will be at the Auckland Marathon. Where can we find, if someone wants to go on and donate, where is it on Facebook?
It's on Facebook, but it's also on the Auckland Marathon website, and there is an area for sponsorship, and you click on it and you can find Team Baden.
Nice. So Baden, with this money, are you going to use it to lobby people? What are you going to do?
Well, that's really the domain of the Lung Foundation. But, you know, I would put the money towards working with Pharmac to fund more medications and take a different approach to these new innovative treatments, because they can help not just lung cancer or melanoma, but a wide range of cancers now.
Could it be the first line as well, instead of doing the burn, cut and poison, or whichever way, cut, burn and poison? Could it be used just first line?
Absolutely. There's a view that eventually it will be the first line for people. But, you know, Pharmac is a long way behind where the research is.
We hear that a lot. I've learned so much. I've learned that 20% of people who get lung cancer are not smokers. Mm. What were people like? Did they sort of assume that you were a smoker and that's why you got lung cancer when they heard about your diagnosis?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, I bet you regret having those fags now, baby. Is that sort of what they said?
Didn't ask me if I was a drinker.
Well, as far as we know, drinking doesn't give you lung cancer.
Exactly.
But that is fascinating, that 20%. And so this drug, and you're absolutely right. I've done so many interviews. In fact, one of our guests came saying that you had to go to the States to have the immunotherapy. And he had to mortgage his house. He did it. He's great. And more and more people are talking about it. So listen, thank you so much for your time. It's been really interesting.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, that was Baden Key. He has Team Baden. Go and have a look. Did you say Facebook?
And there's a website for the Auckland Marathon.
Auckland Marathon as well. And see if you can lend some money to them to help get Pharmac fund that drug, as they should. Welcome, Ryan Bridge.